Good morning, everybody. It is the 13th of February 2023, and today's teaching is titled God is Good. Last week, I was at a function and I overheard a lady telling some people about a serious health condition that she was struggling with, and in fact had been struggling with for years. At one point, she commented that she doesn't know why God had given her this terrible condition, but that she was obviously a slow learner because she wasn't learning what he obviously wanted to teach her through it. I was so sad to hear those words. But at the same time, I knew in my heart that I had believed the same way for many years. And I know that it's a common belief that everything that happens to us, both good and bad, is from God. Now, I don't know if this is just an oversight from the church where we're maybe not taught the truth when it comes to this. Or perhaps we are taught it. I was trying to think back to maybe a lesson where I was taught this. And I honestly couldn't think of one. I think it also stems from the fact that we sometimes compare God to people. And when people hurt us, then we tend to want revenge and we want to teach them a lesson. But God is not like that. One of the main reasons I think a lot of people believe that this is the way that God works is that in the Old Testament, it worked like that. But it's important to understand that we're under a new covenant. And the Old Covenant was very different to the New Covenant. In fact, when Moses came down off the mountain with the laws for the Israelites, they actually agreed to those laws and the consequences of breaking them. And so, you know, Deuteronomy 28 speaks of the blessings when they were obedient to the law, but also then there was curses, and a lot of those curses were sickness. But we fall under a new covenant, and Jesus bore a lot of that, or all of that, on the cross for us. He bore our sins as well as our sickness on the cross. And so, to me, it's so self-explanatory. I mean, if he died for all of that on the cross, then why would God give us sickness today? The other reason I think that people believe this about God is that we know that he is sovereign, and we know that he is supreme, and that he's all-powerful. And I think then what happens is that we believe that he controls our lives totally. But if that was the case, we wouldn't even be able to make decisions. Even the smallest of decisions about what shoes to wear. He has given us free will, and it's very, very important to understand that God does not control everything that happens in our lives. A good example would be if you were to smoke 2 packets of cigarettes every day, your entire life, and then develop a fatal lung cancer. Do you see that God did not give you that cancer? It was, in actual fact, as a result of your actions, which would have led to the disease in your body. And that's because our bodies were never created to inhale cigarettes. Look at James 1, verse 13 to 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh from the Father of the lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Yeah, we see it confirmed that God is the author of good things. And we see that the last part of the verse says that he doesn't change. And so that says to us that he's not good one day and bad another, or good to one person and bad to another. There is no shadow of turning. God never changes, and he is always good. In John 10, verse 10, we read, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I came that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And so if, like me, you believe the word of God, this shows us that in life, if it is good, it is God. And if it is bad, it is Satan. Could it really be that simple? And the answer is yes. James 4 verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This shows us that we need to resist the devil. And that says to us that shows us that there is an enemy and that we can actively fight against him. If we then believe that bad things come from God, how would that work? Surely then that would mean we would need to resist God, because if that was the bad stuff that he was doing to us. It couldn't be any clearer. God is good and bad is the devil. There is a force of evil in this world, and not everything that happens to us is from God. At this point, people often bring up Romans 8, verse 28, and this is what it says. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Many people interpret this verse as saying that whatever happens to us, even bad, is from God and that he uses it for our good somehow. A lot of time people use this at funerals and they almost justify that God took the person for a purpose. God doesn't kill people for purpose. So what does this sentence mean? We know that all things work together for good. Take note, it doesn't say all things come from God. It doesn't say that. It says all things. It doesn't say all things are from God and work together for good. It says all things work together for good. But then there's a qualification to that verse. It says to them that love God and are called according to his purposes. And so you can clearly see that the scripture is not going to work for someone that is in total rebellion to God and his principles. Another verse that confirms the stark difference between God and Satan is 1 John 3, verse 8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So here again, we see that the devil has works and that God put a plan in place to destroy his works. Jesus was sent to destroy the works of the devil. And as we can conclude that if we are submitted to God, if we are resisting the devil and living for God, we can say that regardless of what the devil does in our lives, God can turn it around and use it for good. John 10 verse 10 is actually a brilliant barometer to make use of in our lives. So the moment you see that there's bad things happening, you know that it is Satan. And so again, also good. I want to give you a very practical way of looking at this. And I know that not all earthly fathers are perfect. In fact, none are. But I want you to imagine if you are a father yourself, or maybe if you can just picture your own father, would you rip your child's arm off or give him some horrible dreaded disease to teach him a lesson? Absolutely not. And I know that there are situations where terrible things are happening when it comes to fathers, earthly fathers. But think about it. You love your child and you would never, ever want them to be hurt. And in fact, if bad things happen to them, you're going to be sad with them. You're actually going to be very heart sore for them. And I believe and I know that God is exactly the same. The loving Father that I know in heaven would never hurt us and call it a purpose. And so it's very important for us to discern that God does not control everything in our lives, that there is an enemy at play. God is a good God. He is a God of love. And he is always good. He is a loving father and would never go against his nature. He is not guilty of everything that happens to us. I hope you have a great, great week. And until next week, we'll chat again. Goodbye.